Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Most of our listeners, because Michelle is the best communicator I know. This is one of her wonderful traits.
And that just shows you.
Besides being beautiful and smart.
That just shows you don't get out much.
And also, you're the best manager. You're the CFO of our business, and you manage to run NutriMedical really well. So I want to thank you for all the hard work you do over the years.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm just thankful.
What do you want? Oh, you must want me to make lasagna or something.
Oh, no, no.
That's what it is.
We're getting a visit from our oldest son and his lady, and they're coming in from Arizona, which is nice. They're here for the next few days. And we're going to have a big local HOA party tomorrow, and she's going to help Mishi. So you've got lots of announcements to make. Go ahead, Mishi.
Oh, you're thinking about parties.
Yeah, I have, of course, I have an announcement to make about the Red Deer Velvet. We had to change our capsule, so it's a couple of days late, but it's going to be capsulated on Monday, and it'll be bottled next week. So we'll have it probably by the end of the week. You can pre-order now your Red Deer Velvet DR. It is available. It's more expensive, but there's more capsules per bottle. There's 120 caps versus 60. There are 250 milligrams rather than 500. The powder for making it, an increase in costs between the last batch we did and this batch, 40%. Because there's so much desire worldwide to take Red Deer Velvet, but ours is the best delivery system in the world, and we have worldwide patents now. So nobody else has our technology. We have the only technology in the world that preserves the molecules from being destroyed by your gut acid and your enzymes. Go ahead, Mish.
What specials do we have on NutriMedical today? And hello out there. I've almost forgot to say hi. I've got my mind on other things. If Bill's right, getting ready for the party. I have the party every year. It's like a pool party, barbecue for the HOA because I'm secretary treasurer, and it seems like nobody else likes to throw a party, and I'm always ready to throw a party. In fact, if you've been listening to the show for a long time and you're in the Vista, California area, do not hesitate to give us a call because we'd like to go out and, you know, have a dinner or something like that and get to meet more of our NutriMedical family.
And kind of combined with a consultation. If you come on a weekend, we will do a metapathy hunter scan and a full medical consult, and then take out to dinner afterwards. You get the full meal deal.
Yep.
You get to meet us, you get the consultation, you get everything.
Whatever you like.
You're part of our family.
Whatever you like. If you want to do that, you can do it. If you just want to come to just go out, you can do that too. Right, Bill?
Very good. So, yeah, go ahead, Mish. Do you have
you might want to know that if you're thinking about a vitamin mineral supplement, the best on the planet, Vitamin Mineral Max, is now on sale, 120 caps for $36.75. So there's a deal for you. And the Power C is marked down to $35.95, and that too is 120 caps. And that Power C, Bill, is, I was just talking this morning to...
I talked to a gentleman this morning that has bad, what's called psoriatic arthritis, and he has to be on Enbrelvin for years. He's only 40, but it's basically totally disabled him. And he's going to go through the whole consult process. He already takes things, but he was only taking like 3 Power C a day. Mm-hmm. To neutralize the cytokines, he needs to be taking like 10 3 times a day. Just like cancer, you have to take the kind of the same dosage as cancer. And if he does, he's going to have a dramatic improvement in his psoriatic arthritis and his psoriasis.
And I do believe that I just started to say a sentence about someone that I was talking to about PowerC.
Go ahead.
Until you had to tell about your story with PowerC.
Okay.
And well, that was Danny. You know, her name is Patricia, and she calls herself Danny. She's from just here in California. And she's the PowerC, and I may have mentioned this before, helps her leg cramps like nothing else. And she's had them for years, is the PowerC, for leg cramps.
Did you know why?
No.
It's calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin, so it increases absorption 40%. So not only do you get the PowerC that brings electrons into your mitochondria and your cells to alkalize them, but you also bring the calcium and the magnesium, sodium, and potassium. So it also corrects your electrolyte imbalances in your muscles.
Cool. I do have an update. I'm sure you're sitting on the edge of your seats wondering what happened to Michelle's cracked lip, the little crack in the corner. So I'm going to let you know that I listened to Bill when we got off the air, and I opened up my, instead of taking my CoQ10 ubiquinol like I usually do, I put a hole in it and a little bit on the corner, and my gosh, it was only by Sunday, right, Bill?
Right.
Just a couple days of doing that, and it was all better, so that was kind of cool. I thought, gee, I had to listen to Bill, didn't I?
There you go.
So, and what else do we have? Oh, our famous Nutridyne.
Yeah.
Our Nutridyne is still our number one selling product.
Yeah.
Still number one. If you can have anything, Bill says have a Nutridyne or have the Vitamin Real Max or the Power C. Which, if you could only buy one, what would it be? What would be the
Nutridyne? The thing that kills most people is stealth pathogens.
Yeah.
And pathogens are obvious too.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nutridyne is the number one antipathogenic. Plus, it also activates your mitochondria. And it flushes out what's called halide toxins like fluoride, chloride, and bromide, because the entire population is being feminized. When we look at the tracking of sperm counts and testosterone level in males,
mm-hmm.
it's dropping so fast. You could actually calculate out that at the rate of the curve, within 20 years, males would be incapable of producing a pregnancy.
Gee, I thought with this, you know,
and being converted
from... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you first.
Well, actually, I used a little joke to try to explain it. I said, the boys are turning into goys. Which is like a pre-pubertal boy,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
But they're...
What about the...
They're girly men, like Arnold. I'd use my Arnold accent. I used to find there's almost no girly men now. Everywhere I go, I find girly men everywhere.
That doesn't make sense.
There's girly men. They're girly men. In other words, their sperm count and their testosterone are dropping and don't have any big muscles anymore either.
Not where I've been looking around. I don't know what you're looking at.
I know, but if you actually do their testing for hormones, a lot of these people are building muscle too. They're trying to use anabolic steroids and sneaky stuff that'll get them in trouble if they're in professional sports. But you can take things like our mega muscles and our microdose growth hormone and our vitamins like Vitamin Mineral Max and so on, and you'll maximize your muscle buildup.
I thought to get rid of estrogen, it was that xenoestrogen detox for men.
That's right. That helps it along. But the most powerful thing to get rid of the xenohalides, which are feminizing because they lock onto the female receptor 200 to 300 times more rapidly, is the Nutridyne. The combination of xenoestrogen plus the Nutridyne, yeah.
Wow, that Nutridyne is amazing.
Plus it kills off pathogens, reactivates your mitochondria, which are basically, that's how you live. If you want to look at one of the primary causes of death, it's having too many old mitochondria that aren't destroyed. In fact, if you look at an electron microscope, the single most important factor looking at a tissue
mm-hmm.
is how many old damaged mitochondria are in the tissue based on the EM, electron microscopy, looking at the crystallography and the other electron microscopy markers.
Mm-hmm.
And that number is increased in people that are diabetic or pre-diabetic because they have decreased mitophagy. It's like, I call the apprentice, it's like you're fired mitochondria and they don't leave. They stay around.
That's good. Before I forget, for Danny, Patricia, Bill, she did have a question for you today.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was supposed to be asking you here, and she's probably wondering, is she going to ask that question or what?
Right.
She takes the full vitamin K2, but she also takes a baby aspirin because she had a TIA, some small TIAs a few years ago. And she takes baby aspirin, 81 milligrams, and the full K2, and she's thought that the full K2 thickens your blood, and should she
take
more aspirin?
No, I don't know. She has not got correct data there. Firstly, if you want to reduce blood viscosity, you do not take a baby aspirin. It just poisons the cyclooxygenase pathway, which is one of the blood pathways. It's a stupid thing that doctors still advise.
Mm.
If you want to reduce blood viscosity, you can measure it at Doctors' Data in Chicago or Meridian Valley Labs. and to reduce it, use natokinase. Usually the starter dose is just 3 to 5 twice a day of our natokinase, and you can monitor blood viscosity and decrease in cardiac cytokine levels at Veritas Labs or Meridian Valley Labs, one of the other direct labs we use. So when people say that, it's like these doctors are practicing 1970s medicine in 2018.
And what's the full K2 have to do?
It reduces calcification of arteries. It will not thicken your blood.
Oh.
The exact opposite.
Oh, it's the opposite.
It reduces calcifying plaque. See, what happens is, it's like leaving a garden hose out in the sunlight. You leave it out, eventually it'll get hard, and then if you put pressure on it, turn the water pressure on it, it'll crack. Well, that's what happens to your arteries. Or you throw a chunk of it down the artery wall and you get an embolus.
Yeah.
So
vitamin
K2,
vitamin
K2 actually reverses that, prevents calcifying plaque, and opens up arteries. So you want to use a combination of natokinase and that. Stop the baby aspirin. Be on cardiovasc. Take your antioxidants like, you know, gamma A plus, cell detox, glutathione, and ultrathiamine B1, and gamma and, you know, CoQ10 supreme, ubiquinol.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we have Michelle here with an important, timely question. Go ahead, Mishi.
Well, I see a question here from Michael, but I don't know where Michael's from. But he says, I would like to discuss treatment options for, what's that?
Prostatitis.
And please let me know how I can hire you to engage you for your services. I've listened to a number of radio shows you have hosted and been a guest speaker on, and I truly admire your knowledge and drive for the truth. He also goes on to say, please let me know if you can help with another matter. He said, I will be willing to pay you immediately for services. I have zero desire to allow any vaccine into my body. With that said, I enjoy volunteering at my daughter's preschool. Can you provide a request? Oh, he's asking you, Bill, for because the school has said, if you have a physical or mental, if you have a physical medical condition that prevents you from receiving vaccinations, this is from the school, you can submit a written statement from a licensed physician stating that immunization is not safe for you.
Well, first off, the school is violating your constitutional rights. And I'm going to explain this about vaccines. The whole idea is based on a thing called herd immunity. Now, if you have a herd of wildebeest or cattle or whatever, the idea would be that if you don't vaccinate them all and you got a pathogen, it's going to spread like wildfire. But this is fallacious logic. If the vaccine worked, it works and the animals were vaccinated. The unvaccinated animals, if they get infected, can't spread it to you because you've been vaccinated. Okay? So the whole idea is fallaciously ridiculous. Secondly, what is a vaccine? A vaccine basically is antibodies against either part of a pathogen. So your body builds up an antibody level. It's like giving your white blood cells A1 sauce or ketchup to identify a pathogen, like a little, when you know when you see the special forces and they go in there and they have these little guns with a little red laser and it puts up the laser point on the target on the, say, the terrorist head. Well, that's all it is, okay? It doesn't kill anything. Antibodies do not kill anything. So even if they created antibodies, it doesn't mean your lymphocytes are activated or you have an increased population where you anamnestically increase the cell number of killer cells that are in a clone to actually kill that pathogen off. That would be an appropriate thing. If they had a plague, they'd have actually a way of multiplying it quickly and actually creating T lymphocytes that are neutral that wouldn't cause them an allergic reaction. And you'd infuse them into somebody so they actually go in there, or that you could transfer what's called transfer factor to the person's immune system so their lymphocytes would increase rapidly and fight the pathogen. They don't do that. So vaccines, number one, you don't need a letter from me or anybody else. You just simply need to tell them vaccines are invalid. The only ones that I think that might help somewhat is an anthrax vaccine, as long as it's not been tampered. The Catholic Doctors Association in Canada discovered they were actually using a World Health Organization tetanus vaccine that was tampered so that it would actually cause trophoblast antibodies to attack the first trimester pregnancy. And they had already been charged with the International Court of Justice in The Hague with sterilizing 70,000 Filipino women and women in South Africa in Soweto. Mm-hmm. So these are criminal globalist organizations pushing vaccines. The same thing goes on with Mr. Richard Pan, who's a psychotic so-called MD, pediatrician up in California, trying to pass laws saying they want mandatory vaccines for kids in school. In the national ID that's coming in 2 years, they have in the pipeline for adults alone, this is not even just children, 271 vaccines, including vaccines can even alter your behavior. They actually block different neural pathways in your brain. So if you don't think that this is devilish and useless, there's no need for you to get a note from me or anybody else. Just to advise them, it violates my constitutional rights. And me, number one, if I take antipathogenics like, let's say, Nutrisilver and NutriDefense, which are primary viruses, you can't not only get infected, you can't infect anyone else because you're not a carrier. Same as you take Power-C, NutriDefense, and Nutrisilver and Allicin Med. So there's absolutely no need to be taking vaccines. Go ahead.
What's making that funny noise over there?
I'm not sure. It's probably some kind of alert thing here. Enable editing, because...
Bill, he also asked about the prostatitis. What is prostatitis? Is
that your prostate gland is inflamed.
Yeah.
I'll hit the mute button there.
Okay.
The prostate gland is inflamed. Usually it's infected. Most of the times when the gland swells partly, the prostatic ductules actually will block, and any blocked ductule or tube in the body infected, whether it's a bowel or an artery or vein or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have free flow or you're going to get infection behind a blocked vesicle, whether it's your middle eustachian tube mm-hmm. or your artery or bowel or whatever. So in most cases in prostatism, number one, once the prostate gets infected, it also gets acid, so it starts to bioaccumulate toxins and stealth pathogens. So urea plasma, urea lyticum, E. coli, Trichomonas vaginalis, all kinds of bugs will grow, and you have to kill off the stealth pathogens. You have to stop the prostate inflammation. We use bladder up, at least 1 to 2 soft gels initially, 2 twice a day, bladder up, 2 prostate flow twice a day, Swedish flower pollen, which is an alpha-1 blocker to improve bladder flow, and to choose your muscle control. It's not a drug, because a drug, which is called Flomax, will give you lots of bad symptoms for your eyes and your brain and whatever, and dry mouth. And just take 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day. Use the antipathogenics, and the prostate will shrink. And if you have to, you can use a lumen pad with frequency number 7 to reduce inflammation in your prostate. And if you're trying to heal the area because it's glandular, you want to put on frequency number 5.
Okay.
So that'll heal the gland. And you get rid of the pathogens, you shrink the gland, and you improve the disease, your muscle control, and things are better. And once you get proper flow through, and you can make the tissue alkaline with Power-C Plus, you can knock the cytokines out with Cell Defense Plus, and you can use our antipathogenics called Triple Threat, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, and the Nutrimune 26Y and NutriDefense, and it'll knock off all the bugs, chlamydia, trachomatis, whatever that's causing chronic prostatism. And people can be having it cooking there for weeks or months or years,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't treat it properly, eventually it can turn to prostate cancer.
Yeah. Next, Bill.
By the way, you can do a free and combined PSA, and it'll tell you if it's a benign enlargement or if it's malignant. If it's malignant, I recommend a surgical procedure, which is called a transrectal ultrasound-directed needle biopsy with a karyotype electron microscopy analysis by a pathologist. So I combine real medicine, and there are parts of medicine I think are good,
mm-hmm.
with real functional medicine. So there is nobody else like me that does this anywhere. They'll combine the best of surgery and medicine with functional medicine, genetic, epigenetic, stealth pathogens, organic acids, metabolites, and so on. And I'll teach doctors anywhere in the world how to do what I do. Free. I just charge them for my time to review the case.
Gwen from Texas, Bill. He's concerned about his mother, Estelle, that the doctors have her on metoprolol, and he says that for atrial fib.
Right.
and he says that she has absolutely no energy.
No, of course she has no energy.
It's a metoprolol.
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Metoprolol is bad. First off, a lot of people, when they take metoprolol, especially if they're old elderly, they'll become demented. All right? They're beta blocker intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
They get fatigue. They may get also postural hypotension. If they get up quickly, their blood pressure drops in their boots.
Mm-hmm.
First off, if you have atrial fib, that's not the thing. You want to reduce the stretch in the atria. So you want to use a diuretic. The best diuretic, believe it or not, besides the ones the doctors give, like Lasix and so on, is Power-C.
Mm-hmm.
Power-C is fantastic diuretic. Secondly, you want to improve the conduction pathway, so full vitamin K2, cardiovascular. Things reduce the cytokines like CoQ10 Supreme, ubiquinol, CoQ10 Supreme, vascular carnitine. Then the conduction pathways, the atria shrinks, the conduction pathways heal, the inflammation goes away as you knock out the gamma tocopherol, the nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione, the hydroproxy, and ultrasound B1, and guess what? You don't have atrial fib.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You have some more questions? Go ahead.
Yes, Corrine. Hi, Corrine from Arizona. Corrine says, Dr. Bill, I continue to be amazed at your many deep insights into medicine. Again, thank you for all you do. This is a request for reviewing my NutriMed protocol. That's about the, that's about her, she thought it might be melanoma, right?
Uh-huh.
The skin cancer thing?
Yeah, she's in a high sun area and she's getting a lot of exposure. And by the way, cancer rates are going through the ceiling. You're 8 times more likely to get skin cancer than any other kind of cancer. So virtually 100% of people get skin cancer during their life now.
Wow. Because of the UV rays?
Yeah, the ozone layer is getting weakened because the magnetic field's dropping. And there's ozone destroying chemicals in the upper atmosphere, primarily from nuclear reactors and Fukushima Daiichi, and the death of the benthic layer of the ocean. So go ahead.
And is it the UV?
UVB, C and D. Okay. A will tan you, B will burn you, C will give you cancer because it causes gene damage. And D is so powerful it goes through the side of a building.
Okay. She says, yay, I have had success, I should say. Yay! In using NutriMeds to tame down a suspicious spot on my left forearm. However, I'm not out of the woods. Here is an update. I had 2 appointments with a dermatology nurse practitioner in Tucson, and she agreed that the region has settled down nicely in a 2-week period. However, she wanted to do a biopsy to rule out, rule against
lentigo maligna.
Transitioning.
Transitioning, and transitioning into a cancer.
So we compromised to do a biopsy if the spot is still there in 1 month, or if it changes in the meantime.
Yeah, so the way to tell is, number one, it comes back. Number two, it changes color. Number three, it bleeds.
Okay. So she goes on to say, currently it's the size of 2 pencil erasers, right, with light brown and dark brown spots on it and some no obvious redness or anything.
Yeah, if it has what's called polychromasia, which means multiple colors,
yeah,
or it bleeds or it grows or loses hair,
yeah,
assume it's precancerous.
Okay. So she says her concern is a region of skin bordering it that's itchy and other nearby spots that might be changeable.
Well, you have to understand, what is cancer? Cancer is a fungus. It's infection with bacteria and viruses as well. And these copathogens cause an escape phenomenon we call cancer. Cancer is an escape phenomenon of tissue trying to survive. In fact, what it does is activates ancient genes that are actually part of our genome, that are part of the genome to create a placenta. So in fact, to some extent, cancer is a return of tissue to the placental state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what it is, and it's not thought of this way by doctors, that it's weak tissue. It's actually strong tissue trying to survive toxic infections with aflatoxins from fungi and viruses and bacteria, including intracellular organisms that even get inside the DNA of the organism, the cell. So they don't approach it that way. In fact, there's 200 potential pathogens on your skin. And so when you see itchy skin, it means the margin's probably infected with a Castell's pathogen and causing local cytokine levels to make it inflamed.
So probably put it out all around the periphery.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, once you're putting it on the skin.
She says, yesterday I received my new Lumen Photon unit, Bill, and I've already tried it out on my knee on setting 5 for an old tendon injury, and I definitely could feel a response. Yeah, that's true. That Lumen, the Lumen's great. You feel a response immediately. However, I'm hesitant to use it directly on my forearm, you know, with the skin cancer thing.
No, you want to use it 5. You want to use it setting number 7 for inflammation and for regenerating tissue. Skin is neuroectoderm, so you use frequency 3.
She wants to know what to do. She needs your advice.
5 for 7 would be, setting 5 would be probably 3 times a day, 30 minutes, and maybe 15 minutes of setting 3 when she's trying to start healing the tissue. After the setting 7 for 30.
She said, my body sense is telling me that yes, this is a battle to reverse the angry programming, and so far so good. It also seems that a biopsy would disturb the region, and if found positive, even if the spot is removed. Is that true, that a biopsy might disturb it?
No.
No,
what I tell people is, I'm not against doing a biopsy if you think it's cancer. But the thing is, I'm very much against paint-by-numbers chemo, we call it. Paint-by-numbers meaning they never test the tissue sensitivity. Or ever doing proton therapy or radiation. I think it's nuts. In fact, we were watching one of the shows we were watching was about the Second World War and this doctor who got cancer, and then they were going to start doing radiation therapy. It was kind of a new thing. Doing radiation for cancer is nuts. Okay? And it damages so many people. They get spinal cord damage, peripheral nerve damage, intercostal nerve damage, organ damage. And if you ever irradiate the head, you get what we call radiation, or you just like chemo brain, you can get radiation brain. So your neurons are never the same, and your glial cells that support the brain after you blast them with radiation.
Rick Bill from New Jersey. Hi, Michelle and Dr. Deagle. It's my understanding that artery blockages have a buildup of cholesterol and calcium to patch inflamed artery walls, and that vitamin K2 can remove the calcification. Does this mean that both the cholesterol and calcium buildup will be reduced or removed, or just the calcium? I ask because if vitamin K2 only reduces or removes the calcium, which is the cement-producing heart plaque, does removing calcium then leave just the cholesterol or soft plaque in place, and this is more dangerous?
No, that's not true. You have to understand, cholesterol by itself is like a catcher's mitt. It catches the free radicals. That's why if you lower somebody's blood sugar, if they're diabetic, too fast, you can actually triple the rate of getting a heart attack. Because then cholesterol gets oxidized and you form what's called 9-norinyl hydroxycholesterol, and you form oxidized fatty acids, which are trans fats. And trans fats, when macrophages, which are big eater cells, eat these little globules of oxidized cholesterol and fats, they die. And you can actually measure antibodies against 9-norinyl hydroxycholesterol, the AEL labs with Dr. Phil Broughton. I've been doing it for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And the average doctor doesn't know this because they don't do lipid electrophoresis. The most dangerous fraction for heart attacks is actually small particle HDL, not regular HDL, but small particle. And if you have an apoprotein or other signs of fractions, that actually will cause it. So if you have trans fats or pro-inflammatory fats, because how many cardiologists do a lipid electrophoresis to look for pro-inflammatory and non-inflammatory fatty acids? I had Barry Shears on a program, who's a doctor, but he's also a biochemist, 6 years ago. And if you actually take the fatty acids out of somebody's, say, fat biopsy or their skin biopsy, the average North American has 50 times more pro-inflammatory fatty acids in their diet and in their tissues than they should. That's why if they take our Omega Supreme Pro, it changes the balance to non-inflammatory fatty acids. So if you have lots of omega-6 and other pro-inflammatory fatty acids in your diet, like oxidized or partially oxidized trans fats, for example, if you're using vegetable oil that's partially hydrogenated, you're going to get plaque because The macrophages eat these globules and they die and form foam cells that release soluble ICAM 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they cause platelets and fibrin to precipitate on them, forming like a tar paper shack repair in Haiti. So the real issue is you have to make sure you remove the calcium. But if you want to take things to remove the cholesterol, so Omega Supreme Pro, you want to be taking Cardiovasc. You want to reduce blood viscosity and cytokine levels with things like our Cell Defense Plus, Gamma A Plus, to get rid of the nitroproxy radical, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy, and alpha-thymin B1, and then you take high-dose Power C, because people basically, it's only in acid tissues, including your artery walls, you get damage, and methylation. That's why we have Simethyl. That's why we have Bio-LVR. The most powerful of them is Simethyl, to dismethylate the damaged wall, because methylation pathways forming things like homocysteine are the most damaging to your arteries. And so Simethyl, one sachet in the morning, if you've got plaque or blocked arteries, is extremely important. I sometimes repeat it twice a day. We're looking at possibly a 200 milligram soft gel of Simethyl, but the most powerful is the one we have with our current sachets. You have to buy a three-pack, because if you go on this stuff, you need to stay on it. Because if you've got a blocked artery on an angiogram in your leg or your heart, Simethyl will help to reverse that plaque and get the crap out of there, because without methylation, you can't heal and reverse the plaque.
Our next call is Alan from Ohio. I had blood drawn on June 20th. It was painful, and his email is dated August 9th, Bill. And I put castor oil on it sometimes, but there is still a bulge at the site. So what shall I do?
Sounds whoever did the blood draw. Number one, they damaged the blood vessel wall, but if the blood vessel bulged, it means it was a weak blood vessel wall, so they need to take Collagen Max.
So 2 months and it's still there. Well,
yeah, that means that they
Max?
Yeah, they should get an ultrasound of the vessel wall to see if it's been damaged and if there's a bulge there or a false, you know, aneurysm.
But you say take Collagen Max?
Collagen Max one twice a day. And Cardiovasc to heal the vessel wall.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Michelle, you have another question or comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, Marcia, our friend Marcia from Texas, Bill. She's talking about the blood pressure cuff, she said you told me about today. Does it monitor artery stiffness, elasticity, and perfusion?
Yes.
Okay, these are topics I've
heard. It measures the arterial stiffness, and of course that's directly related to perfusion, yeah. And it does it every day. So you get so many bars, green or red bars, tells you if you're in the normal range or in the danger range.
And she says, where do I get strips to measure nitric oxide?
The one that I recommend, and you can buy them yourself at Amazon or some online, is called Human N, H-U-M-A-N, with a raised or superscript N.
And why would you be measuring, this is my question, why would you be measuring nitric oxide?
Because if you don't have nitric oxide, your body can't release oxygen into your tissues. So if you have low nitric oxide, it'll cause you to go into heart failure, or have hypertension, or develop vascular problems to your brain or eyes, whatever. So in each target tissue, if you can't release the oxygen, your tissue is hypoxic and sets you up for heart attack, stroke, or cancer.
Okay.
So you can take a drop of your saliva and put it on the little thing. You don't put the strip on your tongue. Take a drop of your saliva and put it on the strip, and you'll see it change color. It tells you first thing in the morning before you eat or drink what your nitric oxide output is.
Lastly, I heard you speak about, she doesn't know if she did or not, oxytocin levels. She said, was that you that was talking about? She said, because I heard it somewhere, and I had mine measured several years ago. Is there a way to boost those levels?
Yeah, well, oxytocin is a brain hormone.
Uh-huh.
It has several different effects. Firstly, oxytocin helps to regulate your hydration in your body, number one. It also is one of the hormones that's released. Oxytocin is part of a binding program, mother to baby, and in special forces groups, you can measure the level of oxytocin to see if they're properly binding. You know, it's an emotional binding hormone.
We measure it
primarily for a thing called SIADH, which is a central nervous system, what's called inappropriate diuretic hormone. So if you measure oxytocin, we measured it when we did an insulin glucose tolerance test back years ago with Dr. Otto Hewen, because we were trying to look for other brain hormones and imbalances present when people are diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't find anything with oxytocin. We did find, though, with cortisol, that when people are getting hypoglycemia, they can have a normal blood sugar, but the cortisol drops into non-detectable. So most people are think they have hypoglycemia. Their primarily a thing is their cortisol drops, and to make it up to keep their blood sugar from hitting the floor, they dump a whole bunch of adrenal hormones, norepinephrine and dopamine, so their adrenals are dropping, not cortisol, which really keeps their blood sugar up. They dump the stress hormones, and that's why people don't realize they may not have a hypoglycemic spell, they're having an adrenal dysfunction spell.
I had a customer this week tell me that he was measured for high cortisol levels, really high cortisol.
Yeah, well, that's called Cushing syndrome.
What is that?
And see high cortisol levels in diabetics too, because they're trying to counteract the effect of the high blood insulin, and the insulin sensitivity can vary. And if the insulin sensitivity drops, the only thing that will counteract your blood sugar primary is cortisol. And then if it's not cortisol, which is part of from your adrenal gland, you'll dump out the stress hormones, norepinephrine and dopamine, to keep your blood sugar. Because when it goes below a certain level, your brain stops working. It's like the fuel for your brain, sugar. And the only thing that else makes your brain cell astrocytes fire off is short chain fatty acids, like carbon 8 to carbon 12 short chain, like in coconut milk. And I'm working on a formula for that. I may actually be putting that out sometime next year.
So what does it mean if you have high cortisol?
You've got a Cushing or Cushingoid syndrome. In other words, you may not have a full Cushing syndrome.
What is that?
Where you get excess cortisol output from your adrenal gland sitting on top of your kidneys.
And how would you know if you have besides getting it made?
You become obese.
Oh.
You become edematous. You develop hypertension. And you develop obstructive sleep apnea.
Okay.
Okay? Those are some of the marker signs and very severe hypertension.
This is a kind of the latest with Steve, our friend Steve from Missouri, Bill. Remember Steve? The neurologist called me yesterday afternoon and said my brain looks good. Because remember
Parkinson's disease, right?
The doctor thought he had Parkinson's, right? But he said there's no indication of a stroke and other acts of problems. So he says when I asked him, was there any reduction in the substantia?
Nigra,
he said that they would have to run a
DAT scan
to make that determination. Then he added, or you could try the medication and see if the symptoms improve.
Firstly, I do the DAT scan.
What's that?
It's a special type of scan to look for the damage or the decrease in volume of the substantia nigra. We can do organic acid tests from his blood, actually, reducing platelet levels of his bioamines, because there's primarily a deficiency of dopamine and neurotransmitters, also dysmyelination of the nerve fiber tracts from the secondary motor neuron in the tectum or below the fourth ventricle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually measure those with organic acid tests and platelet levels of bioamines too, which I've been doing for decades. And you can do, if you do those tests, and you can also do a Quig scan and a SPECT blood flow scan to look if there's decreased blood flow. Because usually when you're getting a neurological damage, you don't only have dysmyelination, you have abnormal blood flow in the area of the brain that's getting injured.
Rick, an email. I'm taking your prescribed peptides for MPB and gray hair. It's a one-month supply, and the instructions say to take it for a month. What happens after that? Do I take twice yearly or once yearly or what?
Well, first off, I think he had male pattern baldness. That's what he tells MPB. Firstly, it's a very complex condition. It's due to gene silencing. The male hormone, we use residual hair tonic at least twice a day to the scalp. You need lumen photon therapy setting number 3 to stimulate the hair follicles. You need to take nutraceuticals like Vitamin Mineral Max, Minerals Plus, because if you don't have the minerals, you can't turn on the genes. You need to take a Red Deer Velvet DR and Collagen Max. And then the peptides he was taking were ones basically for primarily bone marrow and regeneration. And you need to take those for a period of time. You don't just take them for a month and expect it to get better. You might need to stay on peptides for a long time, and we may also need to augment with other kinds of peptides like cartilage and connective tissue peptides to stimulate the DNA. These were developed by the Russian Academy of Sciences, and they stimulate DNA in people that are getting gene silencing caused by high-energy electromagnetic fields working around military installations. So that's why smart meters and cell phones do gene silencing, and the peptides help to reverse that. But without the building blocks, which is our Red Deer Velvet DR, over many months, there's no chance of regeneration. So the other thing is male pattern baldness. You can also augment that with hair transplants from the core of the hair that's not male pattern sensitive, like below the nape of the neck. There's usually some hair, and you can transplant those up, and they'll exist or survive if you block the male receptor with the residual hair tonic, which actually blocks the male receptor. I take it every morning when I shower. I put the residual on my hair, and I got 3 brothers, and they're all getting balding in the kippah area, you know, the Jewish kippah,
mm-hmm.
and mine isn't.
Yeah.
So as a result, I'm older than all of them, so they're bald and have been getting bald for.
You are the oldest brother.
I'm the oldest brother, and I don't have a need for a kippah. What do you think?
Bill, Gary from Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada. Hello, Dr. Bill. It's been a little over 4 weeks since I had my micrographic and facial surgery to remove the carcinoma.
Right.
Plastic surgery said the face looks like it's recovering nicely, but will take more time to regain feeling near the incision, possibly up to a year to return to normal.
Right.
Could you please recommend 1 or 2 supplements that would help speed my recovery up?
Well, the first thing is that you want to make sure your cancer doesn't come back. So the most important single one would be Cell Defense Plus.
Yes.
And the other would be Myco D2, which has ergothionine and box cancer. So those would be the 2.
Would you put curcumin that has...
topical curcumin kind of
on it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting pregnenolone first and then curcumin on top of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Another thing you can put on there that's very important to stop cancer of the skin and stop pain is our CBD liposomal nanotech oil. It's better than any other CBT in the marketplace. And mm-hmm. CBD oil blocks pain. I was working a little too hard, and I kind of, as you know,
what?
Messed up my left hip here, working my at too high an energy level.
And that sonic thing. Yeah.
Yeah, guess what I did? I slapped on the CBD oil over my hip, and it turned the pain off, so I got to sleep last night. So it works like a charm. So if you hurt yourself, like just overdoing it a bit, or you have some pain somewhere, like around a joint, CBD oil, and also it's anti-cancer. So you apply that, a little bit of that first. Apply your pregnenolone and curcumin cream. But, you know, alone, if you just want to try one thing, the curcumin cream.
By the way, if you want the CBD oil and you don't want to join up in the multi-level, just call me at 888-212-8871.
Oh, no, you need to sign up. You need to sign up because otherwise you're taking the one that I have that comes in a regular to me. So they need to sign up.
How do you sign up?
You just go down to Prime My Body under Shop Buy Products, and then you can say that you also save money. It's cheaper.
How much does it cost to sign up?
I don't remember now, but it's not that expensive. Once you sign up,
check it out,
you get an auto ship, and it's cheaper that way, too.
I'll check it out, and I'll have that information next week. In the meantime, God bless you. We love you. Have a great weekend, and Bill will be back.
I have Harley Schlanger on, and in hour 3, we're going to have Gary Richard Arnold, and my oldest son is visiting. He has a show every second Wednesday, Matthew Justin Deagle. He'll be in here helping out, too.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.